live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrow.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
That's Elliot Porter and Lights of Piccadilly. And I'm very pleased to say that Elliot Porter is here with me. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Yes, very, very busy.
Yes, it's been a very, very busy period. And yeah, it's getting busier.
Well, that's no bad thing. But as long as, you know, you can get the bit of rest in between.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you're here mainly because of a very exciting sort of community collaboration that's come about. Now, it's the single's called Constellations. Do you want to give us a bit of a background of how it's come about?
Yeah, so it's quite an interesting story, really. A friend of mine who's a music photographer, Martin Porter, came to me during the summer with some lyrics that his daughter Rosie had written, and she was like, 9 years old. She'd written them one evening, and her mum had found them, and he sent them to me, and he said, "What do you think of these lyrics?" And I said, "Well, they're actually really good for someone of her age." And he said, "Do you think you could make a song out of it?" And I said, "Well, I've not done that before, but I'd love to give it a go. It's like a project for me, kind of stretching my kind of songwriting abilities, I think." And I said, "Yeah, I'll give it a go." And it took me a little while to kind of get into the vibe of it. But once I'd got it, the whole thing came together quite quickly, and we ended up with a fully fledged song out of this kind of idea. But her lyrics were so good, they were literally written out as a song already.
So she'd thought of it as a song, had she? She hadn't just sort of written it as a poem, effectively. She was thinking of it as a song already.
Yeah, it was completely as a song. So she had in her mind a vision for it, that it was going to be a song. It had like verse, chorus. And I was like, wow, this is like a fully written song. Mm. And I only had to add a couple of lyrics in just so that it kind of scanned with the time of the music. But yeah, everything else was pretty much as it is, which was incredible, really.
Mm-hmm. And so how long was that? Was that over a few months working between other things, I guess?
Them in July, August. We recorded it in September. And then I think we finished it in October. So yeah, maybe like 2 or 3
months.
Not
long, though, is it?
Not that long, no.
Usually musicians take a lot longer for that. And you have worked on other sort of community and collaboration projects before. You know, I can just thinking about Be Kind, the Frank Turner cover, but obviously you had the music for that, so it was just working with musicians. But you've written things as well for NMG, haven't you?
Yeah, I wrote for the Strawberry Fair.
The
Strawberry Fair song, where we had loads of musicians. That was a really, really interesting project as well, because that was fully writing a complete song just from some ideas that Tim had sent me. This was kind of similar to that.
Yeah.
Just kind of a bit of an extension of that, really, yeah.
So it's quite good fun. It's quite, like you said, it takes you out of your own comfort zone, but also into kind of really exciting different ways of doing things, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, I didn't know if I would be able to do it, because I normally write my own lyrics and then the music comes from what I'm feeling. And I had to kind of like put myself in the shoes of Rosie when she was writing it, because obviously I had the lyrics and I was just like, right, what's this song about? Can I get a feeling for it? But it flowed very naturally, and it was one of those which, once I got the music, it just flowed really well. So it's obviously a well-written song in many ways, lyric-wise.
And so Rosie's had a chance. So you, I was about to say she's had a chance to hear it, but she's actually on it, isn't she? How's that come about? How did you get it once you got this song and get it into, then you thought, right, we're going to record it as a single?
Yeah, so I demoed it in the normal way, and actually Martin was really, really pleased with the demo, and we ended up basically just adapting the demo. So most of the piano and vocals are from my original recording. I then spoke to Steve McLaughlin. He works with me quite a lot. He was the producer on Be More Kind. I got him to put some drums down. He did a really nice string section. Some guitar as well. I had a guitar solo in there, and he did it a lot better than I could do it. And Phoebe Austin happened to be around when we were talking about doing backing vocals. So he said, would you like Phoebe to be on it? And I said, yeah, definitely, because I love her voice. Mm. She's a great artist in her own right. So Phoebe came and did some backing vocals. And then after we got everything done, I got Rosie into the, my little studio at home. We can't really call it a studio. It's just a room, really.
No, it's a studio. It's a studio.
Yeah, we'll call it a studio. And we got her one evening to come and do her bits. So she's actually layered underneath. You can, if you hear it on headphones, you can hear there is her vocals kind of like repeating underneath it, and she's there in the choruses as well, just kind of layered in. So yeah, it was really nice to get, actually get her to sing on it as well.
Yeah, because that's not always that's the hardest part, is that, you know, she's written a beautiful song, but doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to work together with everyone kind of layering on everything. So it's brilliant that it's worked so well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just think we're really lucky that the whole project was really like nice to do, and it wasn't like difficult to put the song together and get everyone's parts. It just kind of seemed to flow really well, and you never know if that's going to be the case.
No, not at all.
But it was with this, so it was kind of like quite lucky, I guess.
Yeah, and before we play the single as well, there's a big launch for it tomorrow, isn't there?
Yeah.
Is it tomorrow evening?
Tomorrow evening at Ferrycroft House in Saffron Walden. So that's where Rosie's from. It's where I live. But it's kind of in the Cambridge area. It's very close. And
Easy to get to from here if anyone's got a free evening.
Absolutely.
Is there tickets available still?
There's still tickets available.
Yeah, okay.
You can still pre-save the single. You can still buy tickets. We've got some, but there will be some available in the door. But we've sold quite a few already, so it's going to be quite a busy night, I think. So,
and a full band?
Yeah, I'm going to have a full band. So we've got Darren Stammers is going to be the support act. He goes under the name of Mr. Coverman, doing some kind of upbeat covers. So that's going to be in the foyer of the venue. From 7:30, 8 o'clock kind of time. And then I'm going on about 9. My full band's going to join me for the second half of the set. And we've put together a nice nice band. We're going to have a couple of backing vocals as well. So that's going to be fun.
And will Rosie be there too?
Rosie's going to be there.
Staying up late?
Yeah, we're going to be yeah, she's as it's a Friday, she's allowed.
Oh, okay, yes. I was about to say, not school day the next day. You're right.
And also, you know, children are welcome in the venue as well, because she's going
to
bring
nice to
some
know.
Of her mates along.
Oh, lovely.
As long as they're okay to listen to the music.
Yeah,
and
they can sit still long
absolutely,
enough.
Absolutely, yeah. So yeah, it's a kind of going to be a nice kind of family, kind of friendly community kind of event. Rosie will be there. We're going to be showing the video, because we've done a whole video as well for it.
Wow.
We're going to show that, and then we're going to go on, play the song and go through.
How did you get the video together then? That's another thing in itself.
The video was great, actually, yeah. So Paul from Creative Walden, he's also he's worked in the film industry from quite a few big projects actually during his career. We put together an idea. Martin and Rosie had an idea, and the filming actually happened over two or three kind of sessions, I think. But it's all based around space, and
yeah,
there's a space suit. I won't give too much away.
No.
And there's me playing piano as well.
But you can see the video, can't you? Excuse me.
Yeah, so the video, we're premiering it tomorrow, so it'll be out on my YouTube channel, and then anyone that comes to the gig will see it on the big screen.
Oh, lovely. That sounds absolutely brilliant. Now, is Rosie writing any more for you? Is she going to become your songwriter?
Yeah, well, I can just kind of like kick back now and
not
write lyrics anymore.
Yeah. You could be like Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
Yeah, yeah.
So, oh, that's brilliant.
Well, her dad does tell me that she's told him that she is writing another song.
Excellent.
So,
well,
I look forward to that.
Yeah, that can be your next project. And what a great thing for... She'll go on to do great things with that as well. So
I think so, yeah. There's definite talent there. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to hear this, which we're about to play it now. So I'm very excited. Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us about it. And I hope it all goes well at the launch. And then we'll hear about everything else that's got going on. And new music next year?
New music next year. So I've got two singles coming out in February and March, and an EP, which we're hoping to launch in Cambridge.
Excellent.
Around about March, April.
And you've got some gigs coming up now, haven't you? But then maybe you don't know.
Yeah, we've got the launch gig, and then I've got a little Christmas tour I'm doing with Phoebe Austin, who's on this, about four dates around about the 19th, 20th, 21st of Christmas, just right in the run-up to Christmas.
All right.
So we've got one at the Tram Depot, and we've got a couple in Suffolk, one in Norfolk, kind of doing a little tour of East.
So, if
Anglia.
Anyone wants to find any more about that and about this single, is it best to go to your?
Yeah, my website. You can pre-save the single. You can obviously it'll be out on there tomorrow, and the Christmas gigs will be announced probably in the next probably week or so.
Excellent. Well, thanks ever so much, Elliot, and good luck with it all.
Cambridge 105 Radio.